Now we have to start this. Not sure you're ready.
I've been ready since 3 a.m.
Highly skeptical of that.
I'm highly skeptical of life at this point.
Well, I'm glad I don't call you for emotional support.
Yeah, there is none. I mean, seriously, I'm like Lake Mead of emotional support. Yeah, I like that. The Lake Mead of emotional support. Ugh. That would be me. It's like 200 meters lower than it ever was, or whatever, meters, feet, whatever they're measuring it
in. How close are you to Deadpool?
Deadpool? I'm toe in, whatever that means.
Well, then I guess we should start talking about drought.
Yes.
Not emotional drought, actual drought.
We've covered this before. But.
You know what? I don't know. It's getting me a little annoyed now looking at this title again, over and over again, that I have to... Do I have to read the title exactly as it's written, or can I change it?
Just do what you want.
I don't want to say the short version of Southern California. That just
It's annoying, and it sounds so like 1990s or something.
I find it kind of insulting or demeaning or something. It just bugs the shit out of me. It's like you're trying to be cool. Okay, you're a freaking news organization. Okay, can we not use the shorthand for everything? Just say what it actually is. So 1,000 years from now, when people are looking back at the article, they can understand what you're saying.
Right.
These damn kids. These damn kids these days. Anyway, Southern California is facing precarious situation as water levels hit historic lows.
Yep, it's happening.
The worst part of that article, though, is as the very first sentence starts off with celebrities, including Kim and Kourtney Kardashian. I didn't even know there was more than one. How many Kardashians are there?
Many.
Okay. Kevin Hart and Sylvester Stallone, wow, we need him around, have been served with notices for exceeding their monthly water budgets at least 4 times, according to officials in California. And I'm thinking, I wonder how many people exceed their water usage. I mean, maybe it's not that hard. Maybe most people do. Well, it turns out in a couple paragraphs below, they say only 1,600 people have exceeded their water budgets by 150%.
Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. Remember, we covered this in episode 48. I believe it was called Let Them Eat Koi. And I was ranting about this because in Calabasas, they were going to have like the drought police going out. And they referenced the Kardashians at that point, too. I'm not shading on the Kardashians.
No, let's shade them.
No. I mean,
absolutely.
We don't need to. I mean, it's just the whole concept that people in the Central Valley, there are people who do not have water to drink, water to flush their toilets. You know, there's like, it's going to affect crops, but these people need to water their koi ponds and their golf courses and their pools, top off their pools.
Right.
And so it really, that's the whole crux of it. And they can find them all they flipping want to. They have so much money. They don't care. They don't care. They'll pay the fine. It's disturbing.
It's very disappointing is what it is.
Yes.
Because with their money, they could be leading the way by implementing new technologies. I mean,
but why? Why would they do anything if it doesn't serve them?
Because they're decent human beings? I mean, they could be. You know, well,
yeah,
that's the point.
I wish
obviously,
they were.
Obviously not, because they have the option to do this. They could go ahead and just not spend a little bit of their exceeding wealth. And really change things and help people along. But they're not, because they're too damn lazy and selfish. It's kind of disgusting. I mean, I just want to smack them upside the head.
Hopefully Kim Kardashian will hear this and will...
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I find her to be somewhat rational, and I think that she's bright.
I'm sure
and
that's... Really? You think so? I don't know.
I do. Yeah, I'm going to give... I don't know anything about them.
They're celebrities. How smart can they be?
Well, but I think she's not a bad person, and I would hope that maybe they could do something like that. Let's just put that energy out there.
I would say this is evidence to the contrary.
For now. Sometimes people have to. 4 times.
She's a repeat offender.
Yeah. We got to kind of get used to the new rules. I don't know. I'm not trying to defend them. Oh. I'm just talking.
The new rules are we've seen this coming for years.
Mm-hmm.
If you have half a brain cell working, you know that it's a problem.
Oh, it's a huge problem.
Do I have a lawn in front of my house, Catherine?
No, you don't. Do I? No.
I don't know, because I haven't been to your house.
No, there's no lawn. There's a lot of weeds.
Your scary house. There are, if there was a lawn, it'd probably be gone, because it'd probably be covered by a bunch of mannequins.
Yes. Oh, speaking of.
I mean, I'd be worried about, getting trampled on by mannequins at your house.
Yes. Anyway, no, this drought thing, I think, is very, in hearing about what's happening in China, and ultimately, like, what's going to happen to crops and the food supply, it is very, very disturbing. And it's not just people in Southern California, abusing this. It's like an entire multiple generations who've ignored it, abused it, and just
continued. It's not only multiple generations. I mean, it varies from you know, which part of the world you're in. But in this part of the world, it's the water shortage has been kind of creeping up for about 30 years. So that's that's one generation. And it's only been getting, you know, it's only been getting worse recently in the past few years, where it's really started to hit the fan. And over the generations, Phoenix has worked to reduce its water usage.
Mm-hmm.
If we were still at the per person gallon per day usage that Phoenix was at 40 or 50 years ago, we would already be out of water.
I'm doing my part today. My water currently is turned off due to the construction occurring in this house.
Seems like it might be a little excessive.
Yeah, just for now, just for today.
But I would like to turn the celebrities' water off and see how that goes. And they said, although the celebrities accused of water usage violations could not immediately be reached for comment, all of them have reduced water use by working with officials on measures such as limiting swimming pool refills, as you mentioned, removing grass lawns, which is stupid, and installing drip irrigation systems. So they basically had the county officials have to come out and hold their hand to get them to fix this stuff. They can't do that for everyone.
No, they can't, and nor will they.
Can you spell privilege?
Yes, but I don't want to.
Well, I can't because I'm asking because I'm writing it down for the show notes. Could you spell it for me, please?
Oh, P-R-I-V.
I'm kidding. Jeez, I'm sorry. You need to relax.
I am so wired.
You are.
It's not even funny. I'm drinking half calf right now because I can't handle all caffeine.
I think maybe you need to just push over the limit and go full caffeine. Do, you know, drink a lot and see what happens. And just maybe you got to push through the wall. Push through the barrier.
He already pushed through the wall in my bathroom. We're having construction.
Right.
We got to wrap this up because he's going to start jackhammering again.
I haven't even started with PlayStation yet. Last point, though.
Yes.
They were talking about how the Southwest is now slowly becoming...
a desert?
Yeah, dry. Yeah, it's going from a Mediterranean climate to more of a desert climate. And I wonder how true that is, because we've had a long-term drought, but that doesn't necessarily mean our environment is changing.
Over 20 years, hasn't it been?
Like, yeah, at least 20 years. Droughts can go on for 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. This is not a new thing. This has happened before. So I'm not sure that that's an accurate statement. We may be desert. Well, obviously, we in the desert are already the desert, but I don't know that means California is going to be turning into a desert as well. Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on. It's just
other even more ridiculous and less important things.
Yep.
PlayStation, which is Sony's console gaming system, PlayStation sued for £5 billion in the UK over, quote, rip-off games.
I saw that.
Of course you saw that. I sent it to you.
I know, but I couldn't kind of focus on it with the jackhammering.
Would you want to? It's completely.
I don't even know what PlayStation does.
So it's a gaming system. You plug it into your TV, and you mostly these days download games to shoot zombies or whatever.
Oh, lovely.
Or you could also use it to create a resort island if you were so inclined.
Mm-hmm.
But most people shoot zombies with it.
Okay.
But there's a lawyer, McNeil, I think it was, or Neil. No, just Neil, out in the UK, who's got her underwear in a bunch because she thinks it's ripping off customers.
I couldn't figure out what the point was.
Well, that's really good that you couldn't figure that, because they don't really have a specific point because they don't have a monopoly position.
Okay.
So let's put it in perspective. The console games out there are, generally speaking, there's the Xbox, which is from Microsoft. And then there's the PlayStation, which is from Sony. And then there's the Nintendo, whatever, you know, Nintendo Switch right now. But Nintendo has a couple of platforms. Those are the big three. But there are some others out there as well. And there's also PC gaming, which is kind of like the upgraded version of computer gaming, is just using your PC to game.
Okay.
So it's a big, healthy market. Now, PlayStation has a slight lead. They sell more consoles and more games than anyone else, but not by a huge amount. They're by no means a monopoly player. They don't dictate what happens in the industry. Well, not by themselves, anyway. So the premise of this is stupid to begin with. You know, Sony, quote, ripped off its customers with overpriced games and in-app purchases. Well,
isn't that how they make money? I mean,
I mean, who gets to decide what is a rip-off price for a digital game? The people who are buying it, I guess, would. If it was too expensive, they wouldn't buy it. And they don't need to buy it in the first place. These are video games. It's not like something you need to live on.
I was just going to say that. This is not like a utility. This is a choice. And if they choose to spend X dollars or pounds or whatever... that's not a ripoff. Something is only worth what you'll pay for it. If they pay for it and no one's complained from a consumer standpoint, what's the point? That was my point.
You know, people bellyache, right? People bellyache all the time. It's like, I go to Costco and I complain about how much I have to pay for stuff or, well, not Costco, but other places. Like if I go
to Costco's going up. It's going up.
Yeah, it is, but still, I find it very reasonable.
Yeah, considering Sprouts, like for what I can get for the same dollar amount, yeah, it's very reasonable.
So the other thing to know about this particular situation is that there is a different model between consoles and computers, right? If a computer, you can buy software from anywhere from anyone and install it.
Right.
Now, that's not the way consoles work. Consoles and phone is, you know, your Android phone and your iPhone are basically consoles as well because they both have these ecosystems, these, quote, walled gardens, and you can't install stuff that's not blessed by the platform maker.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay.
If you want to get software for your iPhone, it has to be on the Apple Store, and Apple monitors what goes in there and is a gatekeeper. And mostly the same thing Android. Android's a little bit more open, but really not. It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
And the consoles, the Xbox, the PlayStation, the Switch, they're all exactly the same. You have to pay to play. If you want to be on their system, you got to pay between 15 and 30% commission for anything you sell. Which isn't that much, because they take care of everything else for you. And they also maintain the platforms, which gives you a place to sell your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like still less than if you were selling software in the old days, like 30 or 40 years ago.
I
can't believe how long ago that is.
So this isn't really for the benefit of the consumer. It's for the benefit of the game developers.
Well,
what's the lawsuit?
Oh, no, it's for the benefit. Well, the quote gamers, and it's just one lawyer who thinks this is everybody's being offended by this, but it's there. She's trying to stand up for the oppressed minority of video game players.
And again, it's not something necessary. And if you want it, you buy it. People buy things that are expensive all the time. You can buy a cheap T-shirt at Costco, or you can buy something from YSL. I mean, it's your choice, right? Who's to say that that's overpriced? It is what it is.
Well, exactly. I mean, how do you put a price on these things?
Right.
Especially
that's what you'll pay for.
A digital good. Yes. Here's an analogy for you.
Okay.
A movie. How much does a movie cost? I don't know. It's got to be at least $10 these days. And was that like an hour and a half of your time?
I guess, roughly.
Maybe it's even $15 once you get the parking and all that stuff get through. So
and popcorn.
And Popwell. For an hour and a half, it's about $5 an hour worth of enjoyment, right?
Mm-hmm. Roughly.
Now, most games are about at least 30 hours, even if you just play through it once and you don't do any multiplayer stuff. And on average, that's like a base model. Most of them are going to have more gaming than just 30 hours, but that's $2 an hour. So you're getting a lot better value buying a $60 game than a $15 movie. So are movies next?
I guess we'll have to see where this goes, because to me it was a non-starter.
Oh, it's not going anywhere. I mean, Sony may settle it just to get it off the books.
Right.
Or they might just say, look, you literally have no case.
Yeah. That
but it still still might be cheaper for them to settle rather than having to go to court for years and years.
Oh, God.
And that's probably all they want. That's probably all they want is the lawyer wants a payout. She sees a big fat cat, which is Sony, and she's just poking the bear, trying to get a little bit of honey out of it.
Or so she's just a justice warrior who really believes this.
No,
and,
I don't think so.
You know. Can we move on?
So I have another half hour worth of notes here, but I'm just going to end off right now.
Another half on PlayStation?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to skip the rest of it and end by saying that it's just a money grab by very unimaginative lawyers.
Okay.
If you want to hear more about this, just give me a call. I'll be happy to talk about it.
James will do one-on-ones. He actually can be contacted on, what's that app that you can do like video chats and like they pay you to say happy birthday?
What app can't you do that on now?
Anyway, yeah, hit him up on Fiverr or something and he'll talk your ear off. Okay, but speaking of movies, if they're next.
We need to follow the order, Catherine.
Okay.
You are out of order.
I am out of order. I object.
You like that, don't you?
I object.
You like being out of order.
Remember Elle Woods and that movie when she went to Harvard?
What, Legally Blonde or something?
Legally Blonde. Yeah. I object. Anyway, go ahead.
You say so. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, excuse me. Show notes, PSA. We've gotten some feedback that people want to see the images. I'm not sure how to share those better than putting them in the show notes, but I was thinking possibly we could add them to our Twitter feeds. Like, you know, I post the show art on Twitter and Instagram. I could add additional images in there if you guys think it would be worthwhile. So how do you guys want to see the images that we talk about? Because sometimes we talk about art.
Sometimes we do talk about art.
It happens occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, we do have the links in the show notes. Some people were I'm not sure what platform they're listening on, but if you do scroll down past the show icon, you can see the notes, and then there are embedded links to all of the stuff we're talking about, the articles, if you wanted to follow along.
If you're using a decent podcast player.
Mm-hmm.
iOS has their built-in Apple Podcasts, and Android has their built-in Google Podcast player, which are both okay, but I use Overcast on iOS, which is a little bit more advanced and a little bit nicer. You can speed it up and it doesn't sound like chipmunks.
Oh, good. Good to know. So anyway, just, you know, comment on the show notes. And I think you should just do a test. Throw it out on Twitter.
Well, I'll probably do it on Instagram first, because
Instagram is more of an image situation. Though
Twitter does respect the images a lot more than Instagram does. Unless you're substantial account, Instagram really eviscerates your images when you upload them. It really cuts down the quality.
I got some hate on Instagram the other day.
It wasn't me, was it?
No. Okay. I made a comment. I rarely comment. But there was a guy who was making sunglasses out of denim. And he was putting resin and doing so. Right. It was really cool. And then people, instead of it was interesting. I thought it was fine. It was a nice use of, you know, stuff that would be ending up in a big landfill off-gassing shit in the planet.
Well, and cotton isn't going to off-gas anything.
Oh, right. True.
Once you bind it to resin, now you've made it basically unrecyclable.
Okay, so it was a shitty idea?
It's not necessarily a shitty idea, but it's certainly not a recycle. It's got nothing to do with green
with
usage.
With recycling.
Yeah, it's really bad as far as environmental impact.
But anyway, I liked it. And so people started commenting, like, they were not giving him hate, or just a little bit of shade. And they're like, dude, like wearing denim is like a fashion faux pas.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, you shouldn't. And it was like all this negativity. You know, why don't you like mix it up and use other colors? And you can't wear all denim. And it was just over and over. And I'm like, oh, please. So I just respond in the comments, which I never effing do. Never. And I said, I love the design. Great job. Don't change a thing. Wow. Did the floodgates open up?
Wait, did you DM him or did you put that in the comments?
I just put it in the comments, not DM.
Don't say you DM'd him.
Oh, I didn't mean I DM'd him. I don't know. Just erase that. But I just commented. It's like, you know, I love your design. Great idea. You know, and I actually thought they were so cute. I was looking to order a pair. I don't know. I think he might be in the UK or something. So I just compliment. It's like, don't change a thing. It's a great job. What's wrong with that? Oh, my flipping God. How dare you say he stopped his creativity? What would happen if Bill Gates stopped doing stuff with Microsoft?
Okay. A, stop yelling at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it was like ridiculous. I mean, I post stuff on Instagram, not regularly, but periodically. I never get any kind of feedback. Other than maybe a heart or two, where someone will be like, hey, and it's always someone I know, you know, because no one follows me.
I love blowing up like that. That's my favorite thing to do.
And, oh, I mean, it just went on and on and on. And
did
I'm
it bother
like,
you?
Know, it did bother me.
I'm sorry, because really, honestly, if that had happened to me, I would have been so tickled and so happy that I'd ruffled so many idiot's feathers. Because that's what you've done. You ruffled the idiot's feathers. And you
by
should
saying
be thinking,
nothing?
No, by saying, oh, you did a great job, but by actually supporting someone and giving your opinion, which just seems like it's just your opinion, right? I don't know why they're attacking you for being really very generous and you know, not that committal. It's like you're not trying to destroy the world. You don't have any secret documents that you stole from the CIA or anything like that.
Right. I mean, I'm like, hey, don't change a thing. I mean, I don't think that he needs fashion advice from some troll in wherever the hell these, you know. He was using denim. That was his deal. The glasses are adorable. If I can find his site again, I probably will order some.
So,
and
Catherine,
it's just what
I want you to do, I want you to take a little bit of pleasure from this.
Okay.
If you can. Okay.
I can't. I don't know.
You've triggered really dumb people. You can either respond. If you respond, you have to figure out a clever way to insult them without realizing you're insulting them.
I didn't respond.
I'm saying, well, that's the other thing. The other thing is, a lot of times when I drop slightly trollish, maybe, like if I'm on a dumb post and people are saying dumb things, I will say something that's a little bit trollish, but it's true at least, right? Because I won't lie. That's just stupid. And then I would specifically not respond because people will come at me and drop all these really negative things. And like,
right.
And I was just like, I don't care enough to respond to you. That's kind of the vibe I'm trying to give. Or you say something that's that is insulting to them that they don't understand is insulting to them. Like, I almost left a comment on a comment the day from this guy, and my response was going to be, it is better to remain silent and be thought an idiot than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. It's a very subtle thing, and you have to read it twice before most people understand what that actually means.
Did you?
And most people won't understand what it
did
means.
Did you
and
make
this
that
guy
up?
Wouldn't have. Oh, no, did no, you? No. This is, I don't remember. I don't know where the hell that came from, but that's just
I
one
like
of those
that.
Things that floats around that some smart person said probably 1,000 years ago.
Plato.
5,000.
Probably Plato.
No, it wasn't Plato.
Let's just say it was Plato or Oscar Wilde.
It was Aristotle.
Oscar Wilde could have said it, too. That sounds good.
I'm sure he said it many times. He probably said it when he was still in the crib.
Probably
said it to his mother.
In utero.
Hey, Mom, by the way, what you said was so stupid, you know, it would have been better if you hadn't said it.
Moving on.
What the hell were we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know, but I do have to show you this.
Holy cow. What are you doing to me? You're showing me a woman's pelvis. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mannequin
Madness.
What
in the world is wrong with you?
Thank you, Mannequin Madness.
You don't just shove that in a man's face. What do you expect me to do?
It's just a little piece of a mannequin. They're called butts. I don't know why they're
that
called
butts.
That was
the reverse end of the butt. I don't know
there
if
is
you're
no
familiar
butt.
With anatomy.
Right.
That's the front part.
Yeah. So I ordered one, and then they texted me, and they're like, oh, we have, you know, more than one. I'm like, oh, okay. So he sent me two.
Why are you ordering that kind of thing?
I was going to do a protest piece about women's reproductive rights.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, that's just the anatomy portion. You know, we are not just a uterus. I'm not an incubator.
I know, but that's what all I can think about now is because that's what you showed me.
Right. Well, that's exactly the point. So anyway, moving on.
You know, you really have to be careful about what you show a man. Okay?
Did that trigger you? It's like
yeah,
a plastic
hell yeah,
white.
Yeah, it did. Now I can't think. It's like, Jesus, that's just shoving it. And you literally just shoved it in my face while through Zoom.
Through Zoom. Okay. Well, moving on. What are we talking about next?
You know,
art?
The female pelvic region is kind of a hotbed issue
it's
for
plastic.
Males.
It's plastic. It looks like a Barbie doll. There's
it
nothing anatomical.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. Oh,
there's nothing
absolutely
anatomical.
Okay, well, no. The finer details are not there, but the larger details are absolutely there.
There's and, a belly know, button.
Exactly.
A belly button.
You have no idea how erotic that is.
I don't.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I gotta please? Move on, please. I know.
Jeez. Wrecking me today. Wrecking me.
Okay, what are we talking about?
I don't know. PlayStation water usage?
We did that.
Okay. Prey.
Oh, I watched it. Follow up. Yes. I watched Prey twice.
It doesn't count if you fell asleep once.
I fell asleep the first time because I was so tired. I can't remember which part. So then I asked my dad, I'm like, you want to watch Predator and Prey? And he said he had never seen Predator. And he really liked it. He was really into it. Really into it. And then we watched Prey. And he was really into that too. And he's like, it was the same monster, but they were very different stories. And I said, that's because... And I think this is a brilliant quote that I don't know if I heard it somewhere or if I just dreamt it. But it's like I said, it's because Predator was a better action movie and Prey was a better film.
Are you trying to troll me right now?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't imagine where you would have heard that. That's pretty brilliant. I think that's really smart. Whoever said that must be really sexy.
Well, I don't know, at least a genius of some sorts.
What's the difference?
Depends on what you're looking for.
So I am surprised that your father would admit to liking such a bastion, such a piece of obvious toxic masculinity that was Predator.
He liked it.
I know, I was joking. It's a good movie. It's a good action movie.
Yeah, it was a good action movie. And I actually liked it. You know, I liked it just as much as I did the first time I saw it. I thought it was pretty brilliant.
Yeah, it holds up pretty well.
It holds up pretty well. He's like, when was this? He's like, Schwarzenegger looks different. I'm like, it was like 30 years ago. Like, it was 1987. He's like, oh, there you go.
Well, yeah, it was made when he was, you know, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah. And that first scene when he's like smoking the cigar, it was just so freaking iconic.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
iconic.
It really, it's just perfect. You got a bunch of over-muscled guys with overpowered weapons.
It was good. It was good.
They drove right into the trope. They mm-hmm. said, these are the tropes we're using. We're not being shy about it. This is what we're going with.
And we're just going for it. We're just right in.
And then
all
it takes all those big, masculine, over-muscled, over-weaponed guys and kills them all.
Right.
Like they were mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Right. For Prey, I watched it 1.5 times because I did. But I was just flipping exhausted and I was enjoying it. And all of a sudden it was over. And I'm like, oh, shit, I missed the whole ending. So I watched it again with Dad. And I thought it was really good. And just to follow up about what I said in the last podcast, I referenced, yeah, I like revisionist history. And you're like, it's not revisionist at all. I think what I meant was like the female lead. It seems a bit revisionist to me, like to throw. It's like our 2020s mentality. You know, now the woman is the hero. And I think that's what I was referencing. Not that it was revisionist in terms of a historical perspective for the film. But I mean, would a Comanche female have been that badass?
I'm sure there were. I mean, the humans, that's the way humans work. You get these outliers once in a while. That's what an outlier is. It's someone who doesn't fit their their stereotype, and they go and are, you know, super successful in doing something other than, and that's what we think of as heroes. Those are the people who we, you know, generally admire. And like Joan of Arc was a real person.
Yes, she was.
Did you go back and say, oh, well, you know, it's not likely that some French woman born in the 13th century would rise to lead her nation into battle. That's just unlikely. Who would believe that?
No, because obviously she was a historical figure. What I'm saying is, in terms of movies now, it's like they do push the agenda of like a strong female. And I'm going to sound like I'm not a feminist, and I am.
You're but anti-woke.
I'm not anti-woke.
I am. But no, I understand what you're saying. I know.
To make it a current movie, I mean, it was set 300 years prior to Predator, which was made in 1987, which was hugely populated by buff men. And then one female who was very scared in the movie, too. But, you know, she played a very submissive role.
I was just trolling you a little bit. I get you know, today's Hollywood seems overly bent on taking minorities and other people who have been outcasts from the Hollywood lead and using them in the lead. And you see that sometimes, but a lot of times it works just fine. And it does. I don't care if they're doing it intentionally or if they're doing it unintentionally. If it works, I don't really care.
No, this worked. And at the end of the movie, and I don't know if I'm trying to make too much of it, I was just like, what scene would I recall of this film? And the last scene where the monster or predator, is that how you say it? Predator?
Yeah, that's not how I say it, but you can say it if you want to. If you want to sound like a crazy person, you can say it that way.
Well, it was like almost like a callback or an homage to Arnold's mud scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because Predator was covered in mud. And I thought it was so funny because when Arnold was covered in mud, Predator couldn't see him. And then when Predator was covered in mud, he couldn't see what was coming. And
oh,
I just loved that.
I think you may have misread the scene a little bit there, but
I don't think I misread the scene.
You did.
How did I?
It's not that he can't see. It's just he doesn't see what's coming because he has forgotten. Well, I don't want to give away the last part. Does it matter if we give away the last part?
You're saying the same thing I said. He couldn't see what was coming. But I think that
right,
covering
not,
him
but,
in
but
mud.
Not because it has nothing to do with the mud.
No, I know it has nothing to do with the mud, but it was a callback to that last scene. And the mud kind of represented this.
Yeah, the earlier unknowing. Mud and then the mechanism that she uses herself to hide from the predator is basically a similar mechanism.
Right.
Yeah, and the mud there definitely was not only that, but there was an earlier like hint that we were going to see some more mud later in the movie. Mm-hmm. It was a nicely crafted movie.
It was
So there was some nice foreshadowing.
There was.
In the film.
There was. And a great use of mud.
And callback. You know, it was kind of complicated. It was complex. Mm-hmm. You have foreshadowing that also recalls the movie that's going to happen in 300 years.
Right. I know. But that's like the mud. I think we're saying the same thing in different ways. But the mud, to me, it just represented this complete, like an invisibility cloak. I thought it was really cool with the mud. I was all over the mud.
This isn't a muddy movie. There's not that much mud in the movie, but
it was enough mud to stay with me.
Yeah, right. I understand.
Okay. Anyway,
The thing I recall after a couple of weeks are the vistas, the sweeping vistas of the landscape.
Yeah, it was beautifully filmed.
The cinematography was... I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
When the French were yabbering at each other, or the Canadians, the French Canadians,
right?
The evil French Canadians, because everyone knows French Canadians are evil. Did you have any on-screen?
No.
Okay, so there was no...
subtitles, no translation.
Yeah, there are no... Okay, yeah, because I didn't know if that was intentional or not. I'm assuming that if it was unintentional, they would have fixed it by now. So I guess that was an intentional... And I think
in the first
nice.
Movie, there was a segment, wasn't there, where they also spoke? In the first movie.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it in years, so I don't know.
Okay, well, I watched both of them, and the female character in the first movie was speaking
Spanish,
I believe.
Yes.
And it was the same. There was no translation.
But I think that was a smaller part.
Right, but it was consistent with the story, you know, that was another thread. That's another, thanks for bringing that up, because I didn't have that in my notes. But I noticed that right off the bat, because there was no translation for her Spanish. And they were responding in Spanish. It was a conversation.
To reiterate what we exactly the same thing we said last episode is, you should watch Prey.
Watch Prey.
Watch Prey. Yes. You should definitely watch Prey.
Yes. Okay.
So why the hell are you listening to this podcast? Go watch Prey.
Wait. Are we done?
Well, we didn't talk about the ancient art, but I think we'll have to help hold that off till next episode. So if you guys want to hear about the biggest conspiracy of all time involving ancient art, and this is a big one, we'll probably get canceled before we get to talk about it because it's such a big conspiracy.
It's huge.
And they're coming after us. I know they are. So we're gonna have to hide out, probably in mud, so that they can't find us, because they probably send the predator. It's that big of a secret. They're probably going to send the predators after us.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Oh,
I'm sorry. The predators. They'll send predators. The predators after us to keep us from talking, to revealing this big secret.
Right. Yeah. You've got to stay tuned for episode 61. This is 61. This is 60.
This is going to blow the doors off of everything you think you know.
This will probably put us on the map.
About ancient sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm super trolling you now. I'm sorry. I apologize. I figured I'd give it a try.
Okay. We're trying everything.
No, we're actually not, but...
We're actually not. That's what's so funny.
We're barely trying at all.
We're barely trying. But thanks for listening.
I spent like half an hour talking about PlayStation. How many of you even care about that?
I tuned out after 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was obvious. Thank you.
Even me.
You're a great co-host. Thanks, Kevin.
I am. I'm so supportive. And
I'm not sure for whom, but for someone, I'm sure you'd make a great co-host.
All right. Stay tuned for episode 61. Watch Prey. Read the show notes. Click on links. Learn stuff.
Catherine, you're like ending the show.
Uh-huh.
And if the only thing we do correctly here is to trail off to the point where people don't realize the show's over, so they accidentally start listening to the next one automatically.
Oh, right.
That's the whole point, but you've ruined it now, so now we're going to lose probably half of our listenership.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Okay. Enough.